Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to go back to Afghanistan. Joe Biden has finally pulled the plug on that war. He said, "I am the fourth president," this is his quotation, "who's presiding over troops in Afghanistan. I'm not going to turn this over to a fifth. We're not going to stay there forever." John McCain, somebody I thought a great deal of, although I disagree with him on this, said, "Well, we should stay there for 100 years if necessary." Now, we don't have occupation forces that stay perpetually anywhere. Our troops in Germany are there at the invitation of the Germans and the Europeans as a counterweight to the Russians, who continue to threaten Eastern Europe. And you know something, East Germany is very close to Eastern Europe. It is Eastern Europe. That's a different story. But here in Afghanistan, we are not going to perpetually keep people as police officers. They are occasionally killed by the Afghan army, supposedly our allies. They'll come to a meeting and they'll blow themselves up. This is a sick culture. It's not human. So with the talent, the people are great. Afghan people are people like anyone else. But this particular culture, and it's embodied in the Taliban. Taliban, of course, remember when the Russians went in the early 80s and we boycotted the Russian Olympics. And the Taliban were called the Mujahideen back then, and we gave them arms to defend themselves. They drove the Russians out, and then they are now the Taliban. Same thing, same guys, obviously the next generation. And the problem is militarily, there are no real population centers of them to use ordnance against. People are riding around on donkeys, one guy riding, the other one riding shotgun behind him with no technology. You cannot possibly engage each one of them separately. They don't come in large armies. Essentially, it is the populace. The populace supports it. And why would they support it? Women in Afghanistan have begged us not to leave, and not just a handful of international celebrities. I'm talking about women in general. If we withdraw, they will murder any girl who goes to school in a very, very gruesome fashion. She will stay home in a burqa, covered. And that's the way they will run society. And that's the way they run society for 1,000 more years. So let's not be naive about this. We should defeat them militarily, but there are no centers that we can direct our combat against. You walk through a crowd and half of them are Taliban sympathizers. And they will occasionally kill American troops. Biden is doing the correct thing. The one thing that I would say to him, he picked September 11 as a symbolic date because it's 20 years after 9/11 and we went in because they were harboring Osama bin Laden. But the fact is, you give them a date and they say, no, it should have been May 1. This will be a nightmare for American troops. They got to be given a good tickling. The problem is, you can give a lot of them a good tickling, but there's millions of them. And how do you change a culture? You can't change it by example, apparently. Can't change it by showing them the fruits of Western democracy. So I stand with Biden. The Republican Party now is protesting, saying we should stay there for a lot longer. If Biden hadn't withdrawn, they would have said he should have withdrawn. The Republican Party, there's no credibility to any argument they make, any argument whatsoever. The only argument is what can damage a Democratic administration so they can get back into power and let their donors steal money. That is the only reason they make any arguments. So I discount that. The one thing I would say is perhaps you don't give a fixed deadline. You say, well, we're going to begin the process. But remember something. You have to leave a critical mass of troops or they'll be massacred. You know, I think we have something like 2,500. Well, that apparently is enough, along with planes and so forth, drones, to defend ourselves. But you got down much more than that, and suddenly you're going to have a whole mass of people swarming down from the hills, and our people are in danger. Terrible, terrible dilemma. Biden has solved it by decreeing that we'll be out by September 11, and perhaps sooner. Ultimately, something has to be done, but he's turning the country over. We are turning the country over to an inhuman culture that will murder their women. That is the flat out fact. So I don't want to hear any Madison progressives calling me up and say, well, that we have to respect local customs or any of that stuff. If local customs are murdering your women, the answer is no, we don't respect that. Going a little farther east of Afghanistan, China just started live fire war games in the South China Sea as an American delegation goes to Taiwan to show solidarity with Taiwan. The American delegation is headed by Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut. He's a former senator, but very, very close ally and friend of Joe Biden. And Joe said, Chris, would you go over there and lead this delegation to Taiwan? He said, I would. Over they go, and China is now live fire, which means the war game, they're only war games that are in the South China Sea, but they're using live ammunition. This is really symbolic. With China, the fact is they take a long view. They're 5,000 years old. The first Chinese emperor was 3000 BC. It's a long, long time ago. And they've lived under an autocracy and severe restrictions for 5,000 years. They had an emperor up until the beginning, the 20th century. And then they had communist dictators. They had Mao Zedong and a whole succession of them since. Apparently, culturally, you cannot organize 1.5 billion people without being autocratic. That's at least that lesson of history. I'm not sure I agree with that. I think Western liberal democracy, as seen in Taiwan, who are also Han Chinese, has worked very well, but it's not going to happen anytime soon in mainland China. So they say things like, these are direct quotations, we are determined to stop Taiwan's independence and to stop Taiwan from working with the United States. Then very late yesterday, they said, we will use military action if necessary to stop Taiwan from working with the United States. Now, they keep woofing and trash talking. It's always hard to tell with them where the woofing and the trash talking stops and where the first troops go ashore. Taiwan has what, about 28 million people, something of that nature? Yeah, and they have a military and they have weapons. China has 1.5 billion people. What constrains China is that the American Navy is all over the Pacific and the South China Sea, and our submarines are all over there with nuclear weapons, but we don't want nuclear war over anything, destroy the planet. So they are playing nuclear poker, is really what they're doing. If they were to invade Taiwan, Taiwan would respond. Biden would have to decide, do we commit American troops? I don't think he'd commit land troops. Would we commit our Navy and our Air Force? Yeah, he might. Are we going to have our Navy ships sink Chinese ships? I mean, you know, at some point that escalates. We don't want that. This has got to be resolved. This has got to be resolved diplomatically. And one of the problems is we just had 4 years of Donald Trump betraying the United States and showing weakness. That's really what it was. If we'd had a strong, I don't care if he's Republican or Democratic, if we had a strong American president from the last 4 years who made it clear that we were unified, didn't divide us racially, and made it clear we unified against the Russians and the Chinese, it'd be different. So Biden has extra burdens on him right now. And the Chinese for a long time have been whispering behind our back that we are divided, we're racially divided, we have weak leadership, and they were right because of Trump, and they're trying to exploit it. And they're wrong now. Biden is the president, and it's an entirely different ball game. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.